Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. I will start with the chanting right off the bat, like I always do. Om Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. It's within all of us and all around us everywhere we look. That means everywhere. Okay, the guys are saying they want me to talk about that a little bit more. And I've been posting a lot on Facebook about loving everyone, loving all. And, you know, every human, every being deserves to receive love. And, you know, I'm going to have a little flashback. I was remembering back when President Obama first took office and, you know, after a couple of months, people were starting to criticize him. He's not doing enough, blah, 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 you know. And I thought to myself, and I said something to a couple of people, hey, how would it feel if you're in your new job and all you're getting is a bunch of criticism and critique? How about let's be supportive? How about let's send some love? I mean, can you even imagine? You know, to me, like being the president has got to be the worst job in the world. At least I can't even imagine why anyone would want that. But anyway, whatever, it doesn't matter. You feel called to do it. So anyway, I was just thinking about, you know, I did not vote for our new president. But for whatever reason, he won. And what I keep getting is that we're in this huge healing crisis. We're in this big rising up of the divine feminine. You know, it's time to shift. It's time to shift away from the patriarchy to get it more balanced. And, you know, the women's marches on Saturday were such an exciting, exciting indicator of that shift. Every single place, they got way more people than they expected. And it wasn't just women, it was men too. And it's for everyone. Even though it was called a women's march, it was for everyone. And I had posted a little something on Facebook about the women's march from a friend. She'd gotten it from somewhere. Why women were marching. And it, you know, it talked about women, women, women. And a young male friend of mine made a comment and said, well, gosh, you know, basically he said, I don't feel very included because it was talking about women. And he made a good point in the sense that, yes, it should have said for men and women. But the fact of the matter is, for eons, what have we used? We used he. We've used man. And everybody gets it. It means everybody. So, sorry, I'm on a little bit of a rant here. But you get what I'm saying? The things are shifting where it's rising up. Where people, we're not going to shut up anymore, especially women. And you know what? It's great. It's fabulous. It's exciting. And this other young male friend said, I don't think it would have happened if Hillary had won. And I agree. I don't think it would have happened. So you know what? I'm seeing this. This is a big blessing. Now, we don't know what the fuck is going to happen. We just don't. And we are brave. I mean, I can do this better than anybody. My brain goes down this path of, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. But what's happened with this election is it's made me be more present, which I have been praying to be more in my now moment, right? Because my brain does not want to go down the path of, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And so, I know, I'm like, maybe I'm this crazy person who's trying to look for the blessings and everything, which I kind of do that anyway. But isn't this interesting? We're in such interesting times. We've had racism. We've had misogyny. It's all been there. But it's been undercover because it hasn't been PC or politically correct to really say what you think. And so now you've got, you know, we can call them arseholes, you know, speaking out and being racist and being misogynistic and et cetera, et cetera. Well, okay. Then what happens? It makes people speak up because so many people have not spoken up. And I'm telling you, I am getting such a big thrill out of what's happening and the speaking up and the coming together and the connecting. You know, and part of what I'm getting is everybody has their own way of doing that. You know, I had a friend give me shit because I was being too passive. Well, whatever, you know. Maybe I don't feel called to make a bunch of phone calls or whatever. I'm doing my work in my own way, like each of us do. And you have to do what feels good from your heart. And so that's going to look different for every single one of us. Anyway, the energy is intense. I noticed I've been going through a bunch of, like, crying and whatever. And I think my husband thinks I'm slightly crazy, although he's known me for almost 26 years. So he gets it. But he encourages me to not take on so much. But I can't seem to help myself. I want to make a difference. And for me, it's almost more energetic and not so much being, you know, out marching or whatever. I would have gone to a march, but I wasn't. I had a commitment from months and months ago that I could not get out of. So anyway... So the angels are saying, so I was talking about how our brains, our human brains can look ahead and get totally, completely fucking freaked out because we think, oh, my God, this and oh, my God, that. So being present in our now moment and not going there, try not to go there. And so the angels are asking me to do the chant for neutral mind. And this is something I did, oh, my gosh, right after my son was born, I realized that I would get so freaked out and get really into my negative mind, or then I'd go way the other way and get really into my positive mind. So this is a chant for neutral mind, non-attachment, which helps. And I did it for 2 years, 11 times a day. I can get a little obsessive at times. So anyway, I'm going to do that chant now, and we'll see what else comes. Excuse me. Asankanav, asankatav, agamagam asankalo, asankakehe siddhabada hoi, akari nam, akari sala, akari gyana gita gunaga, akari lakanabol and aban, akara siddhasan jogavikan, jine lakaita siddhanai, jipurmai tiptipai, jeta kita seta nal, virnale nahi kotal, Kurata Kavan Kahavi Char, Varina Java Ekavar, Joe Tunipave, Sayamalikar, Tu Sadasala Mata Nirankar. So, just jumping back to that earlier point about sending love to everyone, we all need love. We all deserve love. You know what? The really sad, unhappy people need it even more. And, you know, the bottom line is you got to get it from within yourself. You can't love your neighbor if you don't love yourself, right? So, or if you don't, you know, what is it? Love thy neighbor as thyself. Well, if you hate yourself, of course you're going to hate everyone. And I'm telling you, look at the new president. Does he look happy? No. Send him some love and see what happens. You might feel more peaceful in your heart, too. I know it makes me feel more peaceful. I don't want to focus on the negative. I'm not closing my eyes. You know, I'm not going to shut up about things. But I'm just going to send him love. And his poor wife, I mean, yes, she chose her life, but she looks totally, completely freaked out and unhappy. I'm sending her love, too. I'm sending her tear love. I'm sending everybody in the whole world love. Because we're humans, because we're beings, we all deserve it. So anyway, that's my rant for the day. I've got about 5 minutes left. And I guess I was just feeling pretty fired up. So whatever you're doing out there, find, you know, be in your heart with it. And what is it that brings you joy? You know, if you're seeing all your friends, you know, ranting, or they're marching, or they're making phone calls or whatever, and it's something that you dread, well, then that's not your path. You know, figure out what it is for you. But I'm telling you, this is the divine feminine rising up now. And all of us, I don't care if you're a man or a woman or a whatever you are, you know, transgender, NB, whatever. You know, there's so many things, religion, race, whatever, color, blah, 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 blah. We are all in this together. We are all in this together. We are one. And that means we are one also with people who don't agree with us. We're one with, you know, the whole world, really, because we're all connected on some level. So the way I see it is that I'm doing this for me, but I'm doing this for everybody. I'm doing this for my kids, for my family, for my friends, and for the world. So I am focusing on love. I'm sending love. That's one of the things I'm doing, and I'm going to spend a fair amount of time doing that. That's my focus. I'm not going to focus on the negative. I'm not going to focus on the, oh, my God. I'm going to be aware of it, and I will speak up and out when I feel called. So, anyway, I think I partly feel a little fired up because I'm going to go see my mom this afternoon with my husband and my kids, and I just always get a little nervous about it. She is pretty much on the opposite end from me. We have agreed to not be friends on Facebook, so that's good. I've kind of over the years figured out how to spend time with her, and I need my husband to be there. It will be even more delightful today to have my kids also there, my grown-up, wonderful, amazing children. And I even realized, like, I get into this whole hung-up thing about what am I going to wear and how am I going to look, because she always comments on that. So, you know, the things we do sometimes. So I think it's made me a little more fired up. I don't know if anybody can relate to this. I'm sure you can. You know, we're all human and we all have that. But I basically figured out how to do this relationship so it keeps me sane. And, you know, kind of on my own terms. You know, we've agreed we don't talk about politics. I actually might talk with her about religion. She is a born-again Christian, and I'm so not a Christian. But occasionally she'll kind of be going on about something, and I'll say to her, Mom, Jesus wouldn't want you to think that way or whatever, or Jesus loves you. And she's like, oh, yes, yes, you're right, you're right. So anyway, the lady told me I have about a minute or so left, and I'm just very delighted to be here with you all. Pretty fired day. It's also a gorgeous, gorgeous day here, Corvallis, Oregon, which is pretty miraculous in January. I'm pet sitting right now. I'm going to take the dog for a walk. And then I'll go and make some food, and we'll go to my mama's house. So anyway,
beautiful, blessed day, and the angels are saying to end with us something. Okay, I'm going to do the chant for protection. Ad gurinamé, jugad gurinamé, stat gurinamé, siddhi guru deva namé. Ad gurinamé, jugad gurinamé, stat gurinamé, siddhi guru deva namé. God good in a maid, you God good in a maid, in a maid, good day, in a maid. Many, many blessings and much love to you all. I send the love to all of you.